G. Edward Griffin, you're going to be gone in about 15 minutes, and I want to take a few calls for folks that are patiently holding. I want to talk to you and me and others. I want to remind the listeners the InfoWars money bomb's going. Right now, you can go to InfoWars.com, and you can donate at InfoWars.com on the PayPal or by credit card. Even if you want a free gift, a free DVD for donating, you can do that too. There's a link there on the credit card link. InfoWars.com right now, or 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 if you don't want to do a credit card over the internet or do PayPal. But PayPal is secure right now at InfoWars.com. I want to go back here to InfoWars.com and look at what our numbers are. But while I'm doing that, see how much we've raised. Let's go to a caller for G. Edward Griffin and myself. Let's go to James in Japan. Then we'll go to Richard in Washington and others. James in Japan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Griffin, it really is an honor to be talking to two titans in the InfoWar at the same time. First of all, Alex, I just want you to know that it is a privilege to be taking part in the InfoWars Money Bomb and to get a chance to give something back to the phenomenon that has given so much to us.
Well, we want to give people more. Let me just say, I want to give people more. This will all go towards the fight. All of it will be dumped in. I'm not doing this TV thing for profit. In fact, it'll probably end up bankrupting me. That's probably what's going to happen, but I'm going to try. Go ahead.
Well, secondly, I'd like to direct a question to Mr. Griffin. I know that Alex might be a bit bashful and doesn't want to blow his own horn, but I'd like you to draw on your decades of experience fighting the New World Order and ask if you have ever, in all of that time, seen anything like the explosion of truth that Alex Jones and InfoWars has already managed to achieve.
The answer to that is very simple, and it's no. No, Alex has a certain quality that just will not be ignored. You know, he's my favorite guerrilla journalist, and that's what we need in these days. And no, I've seen nothing like it before. And Alex has the ability to stand up and stick his jaw out and you know, face-to-face with some of these guys. And, you know, some of the more gentle spirits say, oh, my goodness, isn't that a little corrosive? And, yes, it is, and that's just exactly what we need. If it weren't for guys like Alex, you know, piercing forward with the sharp tip of the arrow, guys like me following along behind, we would look. We can let Alex take all the brunt of that, and we come along and look kind of cool, you know, kind of
suave. Well, G. Edward, you've done a great job, and please never say you're behind me. I mean, you came. Let me see. I've been doing this 13 years, and you came along in 59. So if I started out in about 95, that means you started out like 40 years before me. So let's just be clear, 30 something years before me.
Yeah, well, that's true. But to answer, is it Jim? Was that the name? Our caller, anyway, to answer the question, yeah, I think, Alex, you have done a job that no one has even come close to doing before, and so I think you're the ideal, the perfect.
G. Ever Griffin, your phone's cutting out a bit. Can you? I love what you're saying. Repeat that. The check's in the mail.
Well, it was a compliment and certainly well deserved. I was saying that I think that you've done a job that no one has come close to doing previously, and so I think that certainly qualifies you as the ideal person to take this whole information to the next level.
Well, I don't want to be the guy that's qualified to do it. I don't like being the big target, but I'm committed. And why do this in a half-assed way, as they say? I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger. None of us are. We got to fight these people. But another great place to fight the New World Order is Freedom Force. I know a lot of my listeners have been going and checking out Freedom Force. And thank you. And we'll tell folks about it before you leave. But anything else, James, in Japan?
I just have one thing to say to any of the enemy forces that might be listening in on our communications. And that's, long live the Republic. We shall prevail. Death to the New World Order.
Hoorah, fix bayonets and chase them down the road, as Mark Kornke likes to say. All right, fantastic. Tell us about Freedom Force International before we take a few final calls.
Well, first let me give the website, and then I'll give it again when I'm through with my little explanation. It's www.freedomforceinternational.org, O-R-G for organization. Need to remember, but what it's all about, Alex, as you know so well, since you aren't. By the way, thank you for accepting being an honoree in our Hall of Honor. You certainly deserve that.
Well, let me say
Freedom
thank
Force
you.
International. Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, Freedom Force International is, as the name suggests, an international organization. We have members now in 60 countries. The number's grown since we last spoke. And the whole purpose of that is to provide a network of like-minded individuals around the world who have one thing in common, and that is their defense of the concept of freedom. And it's not just a vague concept. We have a creed of freedom, which makes it very specific. When you come to the website, be sure to spend some time reading the Creed of Freedom. It says exactly what freedom means to us and how we intend to bring it about. And it's the constructive opposite of all of the forms of tyranny. The main ones we have to worry about today, especially in the Western world, is collectivism. All of those words are defined on our website, but collectivism generally is just that concept of government, which means, which tells us that government is the ultimate, the highest ideal of society. Individuals are small, governments are big, and all problems are supposed to be solved through governments, and individuals must, take a back seat, must even be eliminated if necessary, if they get in the way of the greater good of the greater number, and all of that. And it boils down to this, really, that people knowing about this problem and talking about it, that's not enough. That's an important first step. But unless you come to power, you're just wasting your time. Our enemies have known the importance of actually having power over other human beings. They gravitate into government. They gravitate into political parties. They gravitate into media centers.
And that's why we need money and support and organization, because it takes power to meet power, but we want power
exactly.
to break up their power.
That's it, exactly. And nobody previously has really focused on that issue. They've always said that if we just read another book, or we have another seminar, or we have another talk show even, just knowing about these things, they'd say, was enough. But that's not enough. And so Freedom Force, the mission there is to show people and help them help each other to come to positions of influence and power to get these collectivists knocked out.